A video that you got hold of, was, in fact, I'm told that is also on the YouTube, of certain remarks that were made by the chair of the audit committee. I would ask the secretariat to flight that, so that the chairperson of the audit committee can clarify herself. Secretariat, can you flight that video? Mr. Romano? Mr. Romano? Mr. Ntunjeni.
Morning, Chair. I'm trying to get hold of Bonang, Chair. Then I saw the Chair. I'm just trying to get hold of Bonang quickly.
Chair, it's Mpho. Mr. Romano said he lost connection. He's trying to reconnect.
Okay. But all the honorable members have the video. Is that correct?
Yes, Chair.
We all received
Yes. National Commissioner, you have the video. Is that correct?
I do, Chair.
Did you share it with the chairperson of the audit committee? Hello? Hello, National Commissioner?
The chairperson also got hold of the chair. The chair is aware
So,
of it. Thank you.
is aware of it. No, thank you very much. I think we need to proceed. Mr. Romano is having some connection challenges. We all saw the video. We would like to get an explanation from the chair of the audit committee. First of all, chairperson of the audit committee, is it you on the video? Is that your voice?
Good morning, Chairperson, and good morning, members and colleagues. Yes, Chair, it is my voice.
Can you explain yourself?
Okay, Chairperson. Am I audible enough from my side? I don't hear properly. Am I audible enough that side, Chair?
You are very audible.
Okay, Chairperson, let me start by apologizing for not closing my microphone during the time when I was talking to my personal issues. I must really maybe start by saying the meeting yesterday for me, it was a very good meeting. I didn't even discuss with the commissioner. And after the meeting, I did not close my microphone for any reason that I can't explain. However, the issues that I was talking about bullying people and whatever, it was not related to the meeting that we had with the portfolio committee. I had another meeting at 6 o'clock that ended at quarter to eight, which was more of an informal meeting. So what I was referring to in the video, I was just reflecting on that meeting, the earlier meeting, not the meeting on Parliament. It is unfortunate that I'm not sure how the processes go if there is something like this. Isn't like it got to be discussed with the chairperson and the commissioner or relevant committee before it can go viral. It's really disappointing that it went viral without even getting the information what happened. The utterances on the video were referring to the earlier meeting, not the meeting that I had with Parliament. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. I will now give this opportunity to honorable members who would want to ask questions or make comments. Honorable Horn.
Thank you, Chair. Whilst I unfortunately are not fluent in Sesotho, I understand a bit coming from the Free State, and I have also asked certain people to assist me with a translation. And firstly, I want to say that according to them, the contextual translation in this matter would indicate that in addition to the literal translation of that these people are boring, the contextual translation would even indicate that the speaker indicated a form of irritation with the people in question. While the chair of the audit committee now self referred to the comment in respect of finding something boring, I think in addition to that we must also maybe ask whether the information I got that the context indicated an irritation, apart from the literal translation, whether that is in fact true. But then secondly, Chair, I find the explanation questionable at best, for the simple reason that also towards the latter part of the conversation, what seems to happen is that the standard practice of this committee that was repeated again this morning, interestingly enough, or ironically, of greeting one another seemed to have been mocked by the speaker. So there is also, apart from the boring part, there is an indication that part of the irritation is also with the way members of this committee greet one another at the commencement of a meeting. And therefore, if one takes that into consideration, I find it questionable as to whether the whole conversation really could have alluded to another meeting prior to the portfolio committee from where I'm sitting, also given the fact that it took place at the end of our meeting. Also, we having taken notice of the stance of the chair of the audit committee that she was really not able to join for the duration of our meeting if it was going to proceed past a certain time yesterday. I must say, from where I'm sitting, I'm finding it, the explanation highly improbable. And I think the chair of the audit committee must rather own up to what transpired yesterday. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Horn. Honorable Newbold is present.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, everyone. I got the video as well, and at the same time, I got the video interpreted for me. Now, the Chairperson's response, what her explanation is responding to this, it doesn't matter really what the explanation is. All meetings of Parliament are recorded. During that recording time, it was said. So whether it's in the middle or at the end or the beginning of the meeting, I'm not sure, but it is said. So it doesn't even matter, because this is a Parliament meeting, and Parliament's meetings are published live. To be disappointed that it went viral is irrelevant, and that it was sent out in public. You can't be disappointed, because all meetings and processes are published live on social media and YouTube anyway. So whether that was said prior about this meeting or to a previous meeting, it's common courtesy for people in the meeting to be aware that my video must be off and my microphone must be muted. Common courtesy, which is also applied in the meeting as well. Now, the impression of what was said makes us and myself as a member of the Oversight Committee makes us think that there is an attitude towards the audit report of the department that you have been working on. There's a clear attitude. And that attitude is not going to change if the department doesn't do what the AG wants. But I'm hoping that what you said was for another meeting, but still, you cannot blame anyone for this video going viral, because all proceedings are in public and you can't withdraw it. I'm disappointed that that was sent in that way, Chair. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Honorable Nana Chamba, Mr. Patoli.
Thank you, Chairperson, and also good morning to members. Chairperson, I hear the explanation of the chairperson of the audit committee, but to me, I don't think it is acceptable, because her utterances were said immediately after our meeting, number one, chairperson. Number two, obviously, you know that some people, I don't want to accuse him, because this still has to be investigated as a chairperson. But my worry is that she said that those things on the video, on visual, which is it was still within the parameters of the meeting of Parliament. Obviously, everybody will understand it's a common cause, Chairperson. It's still within our meeting. Hence, people took it that this was a reference which was directed to this committee, which I want to believe like that myself, unless I'm told otherwise. And another thing, Chairperson, the meeting of yesterday, we needed to get answers. We needed to get explanations. And if she made her feel like that, if it's true, I don't say it's true, it means, Chairperson, we have to go deeper into these issues. Because Parliament, we are not playing here, Chairperson. The community, the society is waiting for answers. And we are playing. We give such utterances. It's a leadership. I want to take it that she's a leadership. Yes, she's a leader. She's supposed to, she's expected to behave in a certain way. I'm not accusing her again. I want to go back to that. If this is true, I'm very much disappointed. Because Chair, we expect some respect from the people that we interact with. As much as we must also, in return, give the respect. If this Chairperson, because I don't think this must end here, Chairperson, we have to refer this for investigation. Another issue that might be a concern to me, Chairperson, is the issue of saying he was with people, possibly, in that room. Maybe if she can also explain that. Because most of the officials that are coming, sometimes they are in one room, and they talk from, as a department, from one room. That's what I've seen also from the DCS. That's what they do. I would think that there were people in the background that might be, if this is true, she was talking to after our meeting. The issue of Riamutina, Riamubora, you know, it has a broader interpretation in our African language, because it might be an irritation. You know, in English, it's just simple irritation. But in our language, it can mean lots of things. And which is, to us, we know that it is when you are fed up of something to a point that you feel that you comment like that. So, Chairperson, my view on this is that we don't have to leave this thing. Let's investigate this thing. And I just hope that it is the outcome of that investigation would really point back to her. It's my hope. Because indeed, this is very, if it's true, it would be a very disrespect and of the committee, and also taking this committee for granted, like as if we are playing. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Thank you, Honorable Chala. Honorable Glennis Breckenbach.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and good morning to everybody. Mr. Chair, I'm largely covered by two previous speakers. I have one or two things to add. I like the Honorable Horn got a proper translation of the matter. And as the Honorable Secretary said, I was told that it explained a measure of irritation, which is unbecoming. Chairperson, if the department was a department that was excelling and that consistently met its targets and improved and was a jewel in the crown of the Justice Department, well then, then one might take a different attitude, but the department has regressed over the years. It continues to do so. It doesn't meet its targets. The financials are in a mess. And frankly, this department is a shambles. To the extent that I'm sure this committee as a whole is extremely concerned about how we're going to address this issue of the department. But if this is the caliber of staff, then one begins to understand the shambles in the department. Now, I agree with the Honourable Horne that this explanation certainly lacks any foundation. It's very apparent from the circumstances that it is the meeting that we had that was being referred to. But if I'm wrong, then the chair of the Finance Committee or the Audit Committee can certainly, I'm sure, today still, almost immediately, even now, supply this committee with the proof of and details of the meeting that she says she was referring to. I agree with the Honourable Mr. Kajeli that this matter should not be left, that an investigation must be done, a proper investigation. I would like to hear from the Commissioner what he plans to do in this regard and what action he plans to take. And Chair, yes, it is a disrespect to the committee, but more than that, it's disrespectful towards yourself, and you have always conducted yourself impeccably and treated everybody who comes to this committee with the greatest of respect. But more than that, it's disrespectful to South Africans who watch this committee, who have an interest in what this committee does, and whose hard-earned taxpayer money funds the work of this committee and, incidentally, the job occupied by the person in question. And a disrespect to the citizens of South Africa should never be tolerated. And so, for that reason, I would expect to see some proof of a meeting and the details thereof, some confirmation from the people that were part of the conversation that this is in fact the case. And but nevertheless, a proper investigation, I think, is called for, Mr. Chair. And if the explanation given is correct, well, then there's still the whole matter of a public space and the disrespect to deal with. But if it's not correct, well, then the implications are far more serious. But I will leave it there. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Swartz.
Thank you, and good morning to you and to the colleagues. And I want to just align myself with the sentiments that have already been expressed. I do see it as one of the longest standing members of this committee as a slight to the committee, as an insult to the committee, and of course to Parliament, if it is true. And so I would strongly recommend and align myself with the issue that we need some written report from the Commissioner, as other members have indicated. I think it's very important that we assert ourselves at this stage, given the massive challenges facing this department. And one of the issues that I'm experiencing across the board in various portfolio committees is challenges with internal audits. So, Chair, we need to assert ourselves very strongly, and if the assertion by the chairperson of the internal audit is correct, then so be it. Then we also need to look as to why the audits were issued, why the statement was issued, why its words were uttered on an open channel. But if they're not correct, then clearly it does impinge on the integrity of the internal audit itself. So I would like to see a follow-up on this issue. I think, chairperson, we need to understand this as Honourable Breitbart issued or said, and is a reflection on you as a chairperson, and of course of ourselves as Parliament elected representatives. And Chair, I'll leave it at that, but just to align myself with what other members have said. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honourable Swart. Honourable Mfuke.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, and thank you for allowing me to come in. Chair, I just want to align myself with my colleagues, and I want to say that I have been requested to come back to the meeting, as you know that I'm in the other meeting of intelligence, because this video is viral, and from the African National Congress, the information is that we need to get the report from the commissioner by Friday, because we are not going to allow officials that do things the way they do. And the other thing on the investigation is that they can check on the time when that recording was done, because our officials have been recording, and it tells you a story. Because as Honorable Maseko Jele is explaining it, that when you say it in Uyabora and Wantena, and in our language, it's deep, it's very deep. And Honorable Breitenberg is correct to say that I wish you could have understood what is the deeper part of it. It's an insult. It's an insult to members of this committee. But the short thing is that as we agree with all the members about their views into this, we need the report. We are requesting the report, Chair, by Friday before the House rises, from the Commissioner to explain to us what is it that they are going to do, and noting the kind of the committee report that we get, especially the audit report. The department is not doing well, but you find these people with that character, it's worrying. So that is what we wish for. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Honorable. Sorry, I did not see you, Honorable Mora. My apologies. Honorable Mora?
Yes, thanks, Chair. I hope I'm audible enough.
Very audible. No, you're a far away from the truth.
No, Chair, I think this is the matter that we can't just left hanging. We are given an obligation by the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa to oversee and make the executive accountable on behalf of the people of South Africa. I think it is important, Chair, that we note and remind all our departments that that is a very important task on behalf of the people. The second issue, Chair, is the rules of the House are very clear. That when you connect into a parliamentary sitting, you are in parliament. So if you do anything that is unparliamentary, it means you are in contempt of parliament, a very important institution of the people of South Africa. This kind of behavior and attitude makes one wonder if indeed the work we're trying to do in assisting this department will turn into a positive fruits if you have got this attitude and mentality within the officials of the department. So I agree with our honorable members that the 24 hours, the National Commissioner must actually give us the report of what they intend to do with regard to that conduct. But moreover than that, Chair, we have got one party to these proceedings that we always forget, which is the public. The video has now been circulated across the public, and everyone in the country is awaiting us to tell that what are we going to do with, or how do we normally deal with such kind of attitudes. So I wish to propose, Chair, on top of the 24 months, that we issue just a short notification at the committee that we are undergoing this process of that the National Commissioner must check really on what actually happened, so that even the public can see that Parliament is attending to matters of such importance. Thank you very much, Chair. I wanted to submit that. Otherwise, I agree with all the things that other members said.
Thank you very much.
Before you come in, let me just say one thing. I want to indicate to the committee that I did hear that statement. I was still on. And when you do the investigation, maybe you can check what time was that utterance was said. It was immediately after our meeting. Thank you, Chair. I did hear that.
Thank you very much, Honorable Jelle. Honorable Breitenberg, is your hand still up, or do you did not lower it?
No, I'm sorry, I didn't lower it. I'll lower it now.
Thank you very much. That's just one question
chair of the audit committee before I enter. If you had a prior meeting and before this meeting, which started earlier, and you were very angry about that meeting, why a delayed reaction? Why you did not express your frustration in our meeting for 1.5 hours? Why this reaction? Why this anger immediately end of this meeting? Conversation with Honorable Breitenbach, and she irritates me. I would express my irritation then because I'm angry with her. Now, why wait and express your irritation immediately after the end of another meeting? Which brings me to what Honorable Horn raised, that I think your explanation is not plausible as far as I'm concerned. And I would like to also, I would like to get a direct answer for on that one before I think we just round up. So if you had that meeting, why it's a delayed reaction and you express yourself in this meeting, immediately after this meeting?
Okay, Chair. Okay, Chair. My meeting was between 6:15 to 8. Then I joined this meeting and I could not express my frustration in the meeting. So after the meeting of Parliament, I reflected on the previous meeting because it was something that was dire at that time. It's unfortunate, like I said, that I did not close the microphone, but I did not even talk about the meeting of Parliament. I have reflected that the meeting proceedings immediately after that recording, I think, with the commissioner, what was my impression about the meeting. So it's not like I was talking to the meeting of Parliament. I was talking to that other meeting. But I'm okay because from the members, they would want to have an investigation. I think that will be talk to the issues that members are having challenges with. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Commissioner. We would like to get...
Sorry, Chair, before you go to the Commissioner, my hand is up.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, thanks. Chair, with the last explanation, it still goes to the same. A person was at work, and from work, when we're at work, you are from something that irritates you, and you still say Baya Bora or Mantena. You are still at work. You are not supposed to express yourself like you are in your house. Even that explanation on itself from another meeting, it's wrong. And that other meeting, we want to know which meeting was that and at what time. I think that explanation on itself, it says a lot about a person. And one would not agree with that explanation. Let us get what the commissioner is going to do, and they must do the right thing. And Chair, I think after your meeting on this part of the thing that made me to be in this meeting, I'll be requesting that I go and join the Intelligence Committee as you gave me the permission.
Yes, thank you very much, Honorable Mfuke. Honorable members, I think we agree that the commissioner must do the investigations and take into consideration in particular the point raised by Honorable Breitenbach that we need the meeting, the alleged meeting that happened prior to this meeting, all that information be brought to, the commissioner needs to do that investigation. And we would issue a statement. I think it's important that this matter has come to our attention. We know it is viral. We are investigating it. It's important that Parliament must be respected. You might not like the members as people, but these members represent our people.
anything unbecoming that happens within the precincts of Parliament, any unbecoming behavior, is not an insult to the members, is an insult to the people of South Africa. We would like to issue that statement that this matter is being investigated, and the commissioner will report on Friday as to his investigations and what action is he going to be taking. And we will engage him on the findings of the investigations and the remedial action that he thinks needs to be followed. Can you agree on that, members?
Yes, thank you, Chairperson.
Yes, thank you, Chair.
Yes. Thank you very much. Commissioner, did you get that?
I got that, Chair. Could I just make maybe one or two comments, Chair, if you allow me?
Okay.
Thank you, Chair. I want to firstly indicate that the entire incident is unfortunate. I take that, Chair. I maybe want to also just reflect that the chairperson of the Audit Committee is not a member of the department. She's an independent chairperson of the Audit Committee, and therefore is appointed by the minister. And I've noted what the chair and the honourable members have raised. I will immediately after the session engage the minister on the matter, because I think it's the minister that will have to institute and provide the chair. So I just thought that I needed to state that, Chair.
Okay, but we need a report by Friday. We have sensitized the minister about the incident that happened, and we informed him that we would get the explanation from the meeting. He is aware about the incident, but I think you are correct. Formally, you would have to raise with him and brief him, but we still, our deadline still stands that on Friday we would like to get a report.
Thank you, Chair. I will ensure that, Chair. Maybe one small comment, and this is not, I fortunately captured a screenshot. I had a conversation with the chairperson yesterday, at about 8:08, and what I can indicate in that conversation that lasted 5 minutes, what the chairperson shared with me was the inverse of what I had on the video some 4 hours later. So I just thought that I want to stay correct, Chair, but I'll make that available to the investigating. The person investigating the matter.
Okay. That's fine. Thank you very much. Now let's come back to the business of the day. I note that we have taken almost 40 minutes on this issue. If we are not done by the time we have to go to the House, we have two options. One option is to come back at 5 after the sitting, or proceed on Friday, because the BRRR reports, they will be adopted next year. The last sitting is on Friday, so there will be no pressure in us adopting the BRRR reports, because they will serve before the House next year. So there are two options: is either we proceed on Friday with the DCS if we're not done, or we can proceed immediately after the sitting and adopt the BRRR tomorrow.
in fact, on Friday, or we can just proceed on Friday with the DCS and adopt the BRRR when we come back in January. Let's spend 2 minutes on that, members. What is your view?
Yeah. Steve, yeah. I'm just a bit concerned. Are you that Friday there will be a lot of voting in the House as we go through all these schedules and the adjustment schedules, and that starts at 10 o'clock going right through to 5 p.m. Hopefully it might end earlier. But I do think that Friday might be a challenge given that that we'll be required to indicate as whoops how many members are in attendance to vote. I appreciate your challenge, but maybe you just need to bear that in mind as well. Thank you, Jim.
Okay. So if, Honourable Sir, just before we proceed, we would still, the House would still start at 10. We would still meet at 8 on Friday before the House, noting all the issues that you have raised. We can still meet Wednesday and Friday in the morning, or that is today and Friday, and but we can also still meet today and after the House and then Friday. It will depend what will be the what is the view of the members.
Great, Chair. That's the best option. Thank you.
Okay. Honourable Juan?
Yes. I don't know whether I have it wrong, but I think the last updated information is that a few BRRR reports of other departments or portfolio committees have been added to today's session, and I think it's now due to only end at 10 past 6. So we must just take that into account as well. I don't think it's scheduled to end at 5 o'clock anymore.
So members, can we agree that we would meet today? And as we are meeting, and then meet on Friday morning to conclude the report of the DCS, and then we will when you come back in January, then we can deal with the BRRR reports. Is that fine, members?
I think it's fine, Chair.
It's fine. Yeah. Okay. And then our person who sits, in fact, the member of the programming committee, Honorable Swart, will that have any impact from the programming side? Honorable Swart? I think we have lost him. So let's proceed. We'll see how far do we push now until 20 to 10, and then after that we will meet on Friday to conclude. I think there is no objection. I will now hand over to the National Commissioner.
Thank you, Chairperson. Honourable members of the Portfolio Committee on Justice and Correctional Services, good morning. And thank you for affording us the opportunity to present the 2019-20 annual report for the Department of Correctional Services for the period 1 April 2019 to 31 March 2020. Maybe I just want to indicate here what we've been trying to do is to do a high level overview on the performance information. We'll then deal with a high level overview on the financial information. And we, between myself and the CFO, we will respond to questions that are found in the members yesterday.
Chairperson, sorry, Chair, can I interrupt with
Julie? Yes, Honourable Chair, I know that you would say we can't hear him. No?
Yes, he's even like five. Remember, he's got a very soft voice. So now it's like he's speaking away from the gadget. I'm not sure, but we can hear him clear. If maybe he can try to check if maybe coming closer or what, I don't know. But okay. We can hear him.
That's correct, Honorable Jelle. Commissioner, can you come closer to your mic? We can't hear you properly.
Thank you, Chair. Is it better now?
Yeah, it's better.
Thank you, Chair. Apologies for that. I'm not sure, Chair, if I should repeat what I said prior to this or if I can continue, Chair.
For the benefit of members who did not hear you, I think you can repeat it.
Thank you, Chair. Chair and honourable members of the Portfolio Committee on Justice and Correction Services, good morning. And thank you for affording us the opportunity to present the 2019-2020 annual report for the Department of Correctional Services for the period 1 April 2019 to 31 March 2020. I indicated, Chair, if with your indulgence, we're able to give a high level, from my side, a high level performance overview, and I'll get the CFO to deal with a high level financial overview, and in the course of those presentations, we'll also be responding to some of the questions presented to us yesterday by the honorable members. If that is fine with you, Chair, then that will be how we will just continue with this process.
Proceed.
Thank you. The annual report is tabled in the midst of extraordinary challenges and uncertainty as a result of the COVID outbreak, which has affected every sphere of society. The corrections and services environment is no exception. It is an indisputable fact that COVID pandemic has caused disruption in the way in which we live and work. At the same time, we have to be presented with an unprecedented opportunity to learn from current experiences, to draw lessons for the future, and to design better systems that will enhance access to quality services and cost containment. The 2019 annual report represents hard work by dedication through the contribution made by officials of the department to assure the people of South Africa that the money entrusted and allocated to the department is spent in a manner that delivers meaningful rehabilitation and social reintegration of offenders while striving to create safe communities. Over the 5-year strategic period, 2015 to 2020, the department continues to use its allocated budget to deliver on its core programs, increasing performance from 62% in 2015-16 financial year to 86% in the financial year 2019-2020. During this period, however, the department's overall audit outcomes has remained qualified, with some improvements recorded in the 2019-2020 financial year. The qualification is based on irregular expenditure, which was identified during the audit process, but which was not disclosed in the regular expenditure register. The irregular expenditure incurred in the financial year was as a result of contravention of supply chain management regulations. Over the past few years, the department has increased its focus on the need for accountability in spending. As a result, the qualification from the prior year relating to contractual commitments has been cleared, meaning that commitments were recorded and disclosed in the annual financial statements without material errors. To facilitate the sustainable change, the ongoing identification, prevention, control, and reporting of the irregular expenditure throughout the department must be the responsibility of every employee within his or her area of operation. Disciplinary proceedings are instituted against culprits to recover and rectify and prevent recurring of such expenditure. The process there may, however, be When we look at the area of overcrowding, Chair, there's been an increase in the offender population, and this continues to present unavoidable challenges of overcrowding in our correctional facilities. Our inmate population for 2019-2020 was recorded at 154,449 against an approved bed space total of 120,567. The special remission sentence, as announced by His Excellency the President Matamela Cyril Ramaphosa in December 2019, has led to the release of 15,911 low-risk inmates into the community, into community correction, and as a result, the number of available accommodation or bed spaces at the end of the special remission, we remain with a total of 120,567, which ultimately translated in an overcrowding level of 28%. The implementation of the special remission reflects